Have you read those Bible verses that say, do not be afraid? And you're thinking, okay, I'm going to pray about not being afraid. And it just doesn't seem to go away because your body still feels afraid. I think that sometimes we try to pray away situations, fear. And I'm going to use this phrase because it's so weird that it makes so much sense to me now, but feel the fear and do it anyways kind of thing. It just sounds so cliche and like, oh, I need to go do this. Just go achieve that goal and feel the fear. But deeply, there's so much truth to that versus like this encouragement phrase. And more importantly, with scripture, there is a point where we do have to experience the fear, but not allowing the fear to make the decisions, because we can't pray away a natural instinct that our body has, but where we direct it is important. And so we want to make sure that we're not facing the fear alone. Before we dive in today, I just want to take a moment to speak to the woman who keeps saying, I know God is good, but something still feels off inside of me. If you're tired of overthinking your faith, tired of fighting your thoughts, tired of feeling like your nervous system is always on edge, and you're praying to God, you're saying, God, I trust you. I think you're not alone. That's exactly why I created my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, because this isn't about trying harder spiritually. It's about understanding what's happening in your mind and body and what God is actually really calling you to do. What is his word really saying? Because they're all communicating. Throughout today's episode, you'll really start to recognize maybe some patterns, and you might find yourself thinking, this is me, but I don't know how to change it. And that's where my self-paced course comes in. I'll share more at the end, but I just want you to know as you listen, there is a next step and you don't have to figure this out alone. Or if you want to go right now, head to jessicahoddle.com/heal, H-E-A-L, or head to the show notes and you'll find the link right there to click it easily. I think we could probably know this verse by heart, or know a lot of the verses by heart that talk about not being anxious, not being worried, do not fear, but we don't often feel it in our body. And so I want to preface this by saying we don't always feel scripture. This isn't about always feeling God, feeling God's presence. There are seasons that feel dry where you're showing up and you're reading and there isn't this sense of quote unquote feeling. That's not really what I'm talking about here. It's feeling fear is very different, experiencing it, not just logically. And you may even think something like, I know this in my head, but I don't feel like I believe it. That doesn't make the promise any less true from God. It means something deeper might need support. No matter what, just because we feel something, remember, it doesn't make it any less true when it comes to the Bible. You can believe God is with you and still feel afraid. Psalm 23 hits it right on the head. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, even though I walk through the shadow of death, depending on the translation, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. We can still feel afraid and know that God is with us. Both and, not either or. Because it makes us human to recognize that we are never not, do you like that double negative? Gonna have fear or emotions or anything else that comes up. I think so much of our life is being able to hold on to two truths at once. The big T truth over your life as you move through the little T truth. So the big T truth, of course, is God's truth over your life. Then as you move through the little T truth, the pain, the hurt, the joy, right? Whatever that is. And when I started personally doing this in my own life, it was huge when I stopped trying to choose, okay, well, today I'm not feeling joy, so to speak. Let me force myself into it versus feeling the sadness. Now I'm like, I can count it all joy while still being sad. I remember asking myself in the middle of last year, really asking myself, what does it mean to feel safe with God? What does it mean to know that God is with me and to not be afraid? That doesn't mean I'm not going to feel afraid physically, but to not be afraid of my circumstance, to not be afraid of what's coming, to not be afraid of my own thoughts, to not be afraid of this situation or this person. How can I know that God is with me and to not be afraid of that because I trust him with that, even though I'm carrying fear in my body? I needed to know what it looked like practically to live it out because I wanted to embody scripture. I didn't want to just memorize it anymore. I really wanted to live it out. So the issue wasn't trust. It was that my body hadn't learned how to rest in his presence yet, in just this trust with him. And this is something I walk women through often, learning how to experience God's nearness, not just believing it, not just searching for a feeling, and just because you don't feel it, meaning God's not there. Okay, Isaiah 41:10 is and is not these things. Okay, let's start with what it's not. It's not a demand to suppress fear. It's not a test of spiritual maturity. And it's not, lean in for this one, my friend, hear me close. It's not a guarantee that nothing hard will happen. What it is, it's a promise of presence before peace. It's a reassurance that fear doesn't mean abandonment. It's God anchoring himself to us before asking anything of us. God doesn't say, don't be afraid, and just walks away. He says, while staying close, he's with us. If we believe that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, he's not leaving us if we are believers of Christ, if Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Almost every time God says, do not fear in scripture, he immediately follows with, for I am with you. I will uphold you. I am your God. He doesn't just say, hey, don't be afraid. See ya. For I am with you. I will uphold you. I am your God. It doesn't mean that nothing hard will happen. That's not what these scriptures are saying. The command is being anchored with God, not in your performance. Anchored in his presence, not in your performance. His presence, I know that sounds really kind of just, oh, these spiritual words that we use, but it's being with him, being focused on him, and not maybe on the spiral of thoughts, not on, okay, I got to do all this stuff. God is not denying danger or pain. He's repositioning us of who we're facing it with. We can think about God with Israel before deliverance, Jesus with the disciples in the storm, God near David inside of his fear. We see in scripture that God's presence comes first. Doesn't mean just because we have his presence that immediately we will have the feeling of peace in our physical bodies, which it can happen. But there's something deep within us. I'm sure at some point in our life we've had like that knowing, I'm okay, even though I know I don't feel okay, but I'm okay. That's the Lord. That's the Holy Spirit being a counselor, being a comforter. It's the fruit of the Spirit that we have access to. It can be hard, I know, to live this out because fear lives in the nervous system, not just the mind. It's why you can't just pray it away all the time. It's why you can't logically erase your pain. But past pain trains the body also to stay alert. And it doesn't instantly rewire survival patterns. So even though these are promises of God, we still have to renew our mind and do that intentional renewing. Your body, our bodies, needs the repeated experiences of safety, not just reminders of truth. It's again, it's this embodiment of them both. Therefore, every time you let God be God in your life, you establish trust and safety with him, which means you may feel uncomfortable because control is loosening its grips. Just because you feel uncomfortable in your body physically doesn't mean you're doing something wrong all the time. I think that understanding this verse helps, but understanding alone doesn't always help your body feel it. And this is exactly the work we do inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, just learning how to experience God's presence with our thoughts, our bodies, that calms fear and not just pressuring it to go away. When fear shows up, many of us immediately want to start arguing with it. We quote scripture at it, we correct it, we shove it down, we distract ourselves. But what if the goal isn't to make fear leave, but to stay oriented, to stay focused, to turn your gaze, to find his face while it's there? Because fear often intensifies when it's treated like an enemy. Orientation, redirection, fixing your face is different than elimination. Fear might be present, but God is who you're looking for in it. Not that God is causing this fear, not that God is causing these terrible things, but we can hold on to the promises while our body is learning a new sense of safety. So this week, notice when fear shows up and whether you immediately try to correct it, ignore it, invite God into it, because fear softens when it's accompanied, not argued with, because your body needs to learn safety. So the more we argue it, the more we suppress it. Think about the fact that fear will fuel the fear. You don't need to force peace. You don't need to perfect your faith. You don't need to be perfect. God's presence is always steady, even when our emotions aren't. So again, God's promise isn't that you're never going to feel afraid. It's not a guarantee. It's that you'll never be alone in it, and he's going to walk you through it. If this episode helped you untangle the promise, but you're longing to actually live it, again, this is why I created my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts. I love being able to help you recognize what's happening in your body with this podcast. But the course, with its lessons and its homework and worksheets to actually implement what you're learning in your body, your thoughts, and your emotions, so you can practically start living it out. If you're ready to move on from just knowing the verse to living it, head to the show notes. The link is there for you to automatically click, sign up, get started with a self-paced course today. You don't have to be fearless to walk with God. You just have to stay close. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.